Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Have you ever got in the middle of your day and things just fell apart and you were just like, I need a restart? You know, you just wanted to start the whole day over. You were thinking things were kind of going good and now I'm derailed. I got distracted. I stopped doing what I was supposed to be doing. I had a bad interaction with somebody or a conflict and now I feel bad about myself or about the day. And you just overall were frustrated with where you're at and you were struggling to restart. A lot of people don't have the resiliency to restart in the middle of the day. And so they lose those last couple hours or the rest of the entire day to a bad mood, to bad energy, to bad productivity, to being ineffective. And because of that, it's costing us great amounts of progress in our own personal lives. And frankly, as a country, a nation, an economy, we struggle with it a lot. People need to become more resilient. So what can you do? I got four ideas for you that might help today. The first one is, if you find yourself getting derailed a lot in the middle of the day, we got to back up to the beginning of the day and ask an essential question. Did you know what you are really supposed to do today? Because a lot of people don't. They just go to work and they check their inbox to see what the heck's going on in the world, and then they start reacting. All day it's reacting to other people's texts, all day reacting to other people's needs, all day reacting to other people's emails, and they get in this reactive mode, and all of a sudden, either A, they're done with that and they don't know what to do with themselves because they've trained themselves only to react. They can't be proactive, they can't be strategic, they don't even know how to think that way. So they're just like, I don't know what to do with myself. Or B, they get in a situation where there is a lot more coming at them and they get completely overwhelmed by it and they have no agenda, so there's nothing to be returning to. There's nothing to get a footing back on because they haven't lost their way, they just never had a way. So at the beginning of the day, the best way not to lose your way during the day is to know at the outset of the day, what are my key projects, my key priorities that I must work on today, must accomplish today? Who are the key people I need to reach out to or I'm waiting on, who I can interact with or socialize with or collaborate or create with to move those projects and priorities forward so that no matter what, you know where you're going during the day. Not knowing your direction in the day and not knowing the main projects you're working towards in your life is what causes so much distraction in our life and drama. Because, you know, people who are on the path of purpose, they don't have time for drama or distraction. That stuff gets pushed aside because they're busy crushing it every day. They're high performers. They're at that level that's just like they've gotten past the drama and the distractions of life, and they're contributing. They're creating. They're being proactive. They're becoming the leaders, the artists, the people who are the influencers and the thought leaders of the day because they got over that other stuff. I would say the second thing that we need to learn to do is a true reset. If you find yourself at 2 o'clock, the day's, you know, just completely derailed, you need to take time to give yourself a break and reset. And here's my favorite ways to do that. If I need to reset, if I realize the day's all gone to crap, I will immediately stop everything. If the day's gone to crap, don't stay in your inbox. Don't keep doing the same thing you're doing. Take a step away from it. Literally go outside, take a walk. My favorite resets, I have two of them. One, I go outside, I take my phone, I put on my favorite playlist of music, and I don't think about anything at all. I just listen to the music and I walk for 20 minutes. When I come back to my desk, or I come back to the house, or I come back to wherever I was, I sit down, I bust out my journal, and I write three things. Number one, I start writing everything I'm grateful for, because I'm trying to take my mind off of the day. So that's why I listen to the music with no thoughts, just listening to the lyrics and the music, breathing as I'm walking, sit down. What am I grateful for? Second, what three things must be accomplished today? Write those down. Third, what's my reward if I accomplish those three things? And for me, my reward is social. So I say, as soon as I finish these three things, I get to call my best friend from school who I haven't seen in years. If I finish these three things, I get to call my lady. If I finish these three things, I get to get up, I get to go have some green tea and some chocolate, you know? Whatever it is for you, you need to have that reward. I write those down and it re-engages me with the blessings of life, re-engages me with what I need to accomplish, and re-engages me with a simple reward. That's my first favorite way to reset. My second favorite way to reset is meditation. To just stop everything, close my eyes, do the release meditation technique. If you haven't learned that before, you can learn it from me on YouTube. Just type in my name and release meditation technique. And I do that for 20 minutes. When I open up my eyes, I stand, I stretch, I get some water, I come back, and again, I write those three things. What I'm grateful for, what three things must be accomplished today, and ultimately, what's my reward for doing this? That's a great way to reset. I would say another one is to get outside of your head, to stop thinking it all has to be you accomplishing everything for you. And another great reset is to ask a simple question. What can I do right now to give a surprise, some attention, or some gratitude and appreciation to somebody around me?
Could I go thank the receptionist, someone who I haven't talked to for a while? Can I go pull a prank on a friend over here? Can I call somebody and prank them and make a joke with them? Can I call somebody randomly and say thank you? Can I sit down and just write a random thank you email to somebody I haven't talked to for a while? Can I shoot an iPhone video sending love to family or friend? Get outside of myself and in service or surprise to somebody else helps me reboot the day because it gives me a social enthusiasm to engage with the day. And I would say then the last thing is to activate some just simple self-talk. I know that sounds very sort of personal growth 101, but if the day has just gone all to hell, sometimes the best thing you can do is close your eyes and literally just talk to yourself. Just be like, I have this phrase I like to say. I like to close my eyes and say, be patient, I'm okay, I have faith, I'm here to serve, here we go. Just say that over and over. Be patient. I'm okay. I have faith. I'm here to serve. Here we go. And I'll just repeat that several times. I mean, 10, 15, 20 times until I feel a calmness come over me, put myself back in place of service, open my eyes and say, all right, here we go. And I'll get back at the day. Sometimes it's just a simple self-talk to reset yourself. I hope these ideas serve you because I know how challenging life can get. And as it does, just know this too shall pass. You know, you'll get through it just like you've got through it before. I hope these strategies help you get through it in a more resilient, strong, productive, enthusiastic, grateful way. Because you know what? This day, no matter what happens, when the stuff hits the fan, when all goes to hell, you know what? You are still here. You are still blessed with breath. You are still blessed with this choice about what to make these next few moments. It's a blessing, this life we have, this energy, this ability to live what we call the charged life. So take it seriously. Find faith in it. Find joy in it. Reset that day because you can. And the more you learn to reset that day, the more you learn to experience what we call the charged life. Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free books and world-class training on motivation and high performance, visit me at brendanburchard.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay charged and go out there every day of your life and live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed.
I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.